Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Lamed Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches, Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas meitivin lo u'maarichin es yomav v'noichel es ha'aretz. Whoever performs a mitzvah, he is given goods and longevity in the next world, and he inherits the land of life in the next world. V'chol she'einim oseh mitzvah achas ein meitivin lo u'maarichin es yomav v'einim noichel es ha'aretz. Whoever does not perform a mitzvah, he's not given goods, he's not given longevity, and he does not inherit the land of life. Whoever has not learned psukim and mishnah and does not do business pleasantly and honestly, he does not contribute towards a healthy society. The pasuk says about one who does all of these three things in Koheles, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Yud Beis, a three-ply thread is not easily severed. Says the Gemara, Ha kol ha-yoshev lo ava aveira noisim loischa ka'oisa mitzvah v'at aman ochein. Could it be that one who sits idly and doesn't transgress a prohibition is given reward as if he's done a mitzvah? Ela kenan kayamin, rather, b'mechutza asa mitzvah achas metivin loi marichin es yomav v'neichel es ha-oretz v'oiva aveira achas ein metivin loi b'marichin yomav v'ein neichel es ha-oretz. It's talking about a person who has an equal number of mitzvahs in merits and in liabilities, and he performed one mitzvah, he's given good and longevity and inherits the land of life. But if he instead performs one prohibition, he's not given good and longevity, he does not inherit the land of life, because he was talking about a person here who was exactly 50-50. The Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah in Maseches Makkos. Taman tanin and ha kol ha-yoshev le'ava aveira nosin le'scha ka'isa mitzvah. Whoever sits and doesn't transgress a prohibition, he is given rewards if he performed a mitzvah. And Amr Bizera Bizera answers, Misha Basil Yadai, Safik, Aveira, Vole Asar. He refers to when an actual possibility to do an Aveira comes to his hands and he didn't do it. That's when he receives this reward. And Amr Biyosi Rabun, he gives a different answer, Misha Yichalai Mitzvah, Vole Avalav, Aleha Miyamav. It refers to a person who chose a specific mitzvah that he always fulfilled and he never overlooked it in his life. Ma Islach, what would be an example of such a mitzvah? Amr Rebbe Ma'ukvan Kogoin Kibbut Av Ve'im. But Ma'ukvan says, for example, the mitzvah of honoring one's parents. Amr Bimana, Rabmana quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Kufyot Tes, in Pasuk Aleph. Ashrei Timrei Dorech, Haholchim B'Toras Hashem, Kaholchim B'Toras Hashem. Fortunate are those whose ways are wholesome, who walk with the Torah of Hashem. And we learn from there, if a person's way is wholesome, that Siddim refrain from committing a sin, it's as if they actually walked in the Torah and Hashem and actually performed a mitzvah. Amr Rabbun, Rabbi Abun quotes a pasuk over there in Pasuk Gimel, Afle Pale Avla Bedorachav Holchu Kabedorachav Holchu. They have also done no crime as they've walked in his ways, and we learn from there if a person did not do a crime, it's as if he's walked in his ways and performed a mitzvah. And Amr Yosi Rabbun, he quotes a different pasuk, also in Tehillim, in Perek Aleph, in Pasuk Aleph, Asher Ishisha Lo Yholach Ba'atzes Hashoyim. Fortunate is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Mekon Shelo Yholach Ba'atzes Hashoyim, K'misha Holach Ba'atzes Sadikim. Since he did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, it's as if he's walked in the counsel of the righteous. Doash ben Azai expounded the pasuk in Koheles in Perk Yud pasuk Aleph, Vuve Mavis Yav Ish Yabia Shamin Rekeach. Dead flies spoil the oil of the perfumer. Ilu Zuv Echad Shemes Shema Eina Mavish Shemen Rekeach, Vze Aledei Chet Echad Shechata Ibid Kos Chisuf Shebiyada. Even one dead fly spoils the oil of the perfumer, so to a person who makes one sin can lose all of the merit that are in his hands. Dorash of Rekiva expounded the pasuk in Yishayahu, in Pek Hey, in pasuk Yudalad, Lachain Hilchiva Shol Nafsho, Apar Pier Levli Chuk, Levli Chukim, Ein Kviv Kan El Levli Chuk, Lemisha Ein Biyodai Mitzah Achas Shiseloi, Lekas Chus. The pasuk says, the netherworld has increased its appetite and opened wide its mouth without limit. The pasuk says limit rather than limits, to a person who does not even have one mitzvah in his hand to help him on the side of his merit. Hadat Amma la Oilam Haba, Ava Boilam Hazer, Afilit Shame Ois Petishim, Betisha Malochim, Malamdin Alav Chaver, or Malach Echa Malamed Alav Schus, Kosh Bochum Achuila Kaschus. It's referring to the judgment in the next world. But in this world, even if there are 999 angels who are prosecuting and one angel is defending him, Hashem tips the person to the side of merit. Umatam, and what's the source for this? The pasuk in Eov, in Perek Lamagimel Psukim Chof Gimel and Chof Dalad, in Mieshalav Malach Melitz Echad Min Elef Lahagid La Adam Yoshua Vichoinenu Vayim Padeu Meredes Shachas Matsasi Kofer. If there will be for him even one defending angel out of 1,000 to tell of a man's straightness, then Hashem will be gracious to him and say, redeem him from descending to the grave, I have found atonement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Im shemat davar Rabbi Elazar, b'noi shel Rabbi Yosi Aglili, nakev aznecha ka'afarkas hazu v'shama. If you hear something from Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, pierce your ear like the hole of a millstone that allows in a lot but lets out a little, and listen to it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, b'noi shel Rabbi Yosi Aglili, oimer, afilu tshame umeoyis v'tishim v'teisha malachim melamden alav choiva, umelach echa melamden alav schus, hakodesh boruch umachuyoy lekaf schus. Because he said, even if 999 angels are prosecuting and one angel is defending, Hashem tips the person to the side of merit. And it's not only that, when you have one angel fighting and it's 999, but even if 99 aspects of that one angel are prosecuting him, and there's only one aspect of that angel that's defending him, Hashem tips the person to the side of merit. Ma time, and what's the source for this? Em yeshalav malach echad me elef, enksiv, ela echa mine elef, me elef l'sadim shel oisei malach. And the source is, the pasuk does not say if there will be for him even one from 1,000, but rather it says even one out of 1,000. And we learn here the one aspect from 1,000 aspects of the same angel. Ma'aksiv basrei, and what does the pasuk say after that? Ma'aksiv basrei, v'yichonenu, v'yomer padeu, meredes shachas, matzasi kofer. Then Hashem will be gracious to him and say, redeem him from descending to the grave, I have found atonement. Matza kofer la'atzmai, Hada da'at ama ba'olam hazeh, aval olam haba ruboy zchuyos yorish gan eden, ruboy aveiros yorish gehenem. I have found atonement. Those words are more correctly translated as, I have afflicted him. Hashem has found him atonement to save him from affliction. And this only applies to this world, but in the next world, it will go all according to the majority. If he has majority of merit, he will go to gan eden. If he has majority of negative, he will go to gehenem.